Coming to you live from Central Texas, it's Let's Talk with your host, Eric Jackson. So just sit back, relax, and enjoy the great conversation. And now, here's the host of Let's Talk, Eric Jackson!
Get in a fight with Chinese people, please don't think niggas is finna help you. I'm just telling you right now, as long as them motherfuckers make some of the best orange chicken niggas have ever tasted for $1.29, you better not fuck with the Chinese. Not many kung fu movies as we done seen. We love the Chinese. We ain't gonna turn against them neither. Y'all can get us in a meeting all you want to. Just niggas. Huddle up, niggas, huddle up. We're having a problem with the Chinese. Nigga, everything in my house is made from China, nigga. I got a Mitsubishi on 22s right now, nigga. I drove that motherfucker here. Black women definitely ain't gonna fight the Chinese as long as them motherfuckers make the best yaki we can ever find, number 12, jet black. No fuck with the Chinese. Fuck with them Chinese people. They own everything, the cell phones and the internet. They'll shut off the whole internet. You be at work trying to get on MySpace. Control, Alt, Delete. Control, Alt, Delete. Escape, escape, escape. No, bitch, ain't coming back. Just saying. You gotta watch it. They want us to lose focus on shit that don't matter, like goddamn Michael Richards, Kramer motherfucker walking around calling people nigga. They want me to be mad about it. I ain't fucking mad. If he can say nigga in front of some niggas and get away, then lucky for him. He said it in front of the right niggas. I bet you couldn't come in this bitch and start calling somebody a nigga. It'd be a short show, just, hey, nigga! We'd have drug that motherfucker out for the Eric Crown, nigga. This is... right up to Seinfeld's house. Now, Seinfeld, is this your shit?
No, no, right. I just had to get that started back because I had to get my laugh on, too. Hey, guess what, y'all? Welcome to Let's Talk on Blog Talk Radio. And it is Fun Friday, man. And y'all know what? I got some news for y'all, man. If the world ended right now, if the world has ended, man, boy, it sure look like my little gated community that I've been in forever. So heaven is not what I thought it was. Because there's some ugly jokers walking around heaven right about now with saggy pants and big bellies. I'm telling y'all, man, this is just crazy. The world is supposed to end. I tell you what, if it did, there's some ugly jokers walking around heaven right about now. Oh, Lord have mercy. Y'all know what? Thank y'all for joining me, man. Hey, it's Fun Friday on Let's Talk, and I'm your host, Eric Jackson. And if y'all want to just join in the conversation, hey, let's have some fun with this end of the world thing, man. Because you know what? The world has ended, right? No problem. 347-838-8622. Email me, ericletstalk@gmail.com. Join me in my chat room. The thing you got to do is just sign into your local social media site or go to www.blogtalkradio.com, sign in, and join me in the chat room. We can talk. Faraja 70, I see you out there. Thank you for joining me. And then let's see what else I got, y'all. Y'all can find me Twitter at Driven4FORLife62. And if you want to leave a comment in my on my Facebook page, no problem. EricLet'sTalk@Facebook.com. I'd love to see some comments about the show and any suggestions you may have. So those are the ways you can contact me today. Now, whoa, hey, it's one of those nights, man. I hope y'all got them drinks ready. Got them drinks ready tonight because we about to take off on the mothership and we're not going to stop until we stop. So, like I say,
We ain't talking serious tonight. Not if I can help it anyway. So, if you want to come and laugh with me, make me laugh, hey, give me a call, 347-838-8622. And let's see who I have on the line with me tonight and see if we can get the laughter started. Hey, welcome to Fun Friday. You're on the air. What's going on?
So what do you want to talk to me about? You say you're mad at me? About
oh, what? Down the pass now. You're all right. Yeah, oh. You pass now.
Oh.
See, I'm a man because we had all these great conversations that I know you would have loved this week, and you didn't show up, so you now had to pull your council card. So now you got to earn your council spot back.
Oh, I got to do that again and go back. Okay, I got to go through a whole bunch of interviews and surveys and all that
kind
of
stuff. Wait a minute. You know what? Since the world ended, I guess you get an automatic restatement since we're starting over now, right?
Right, because now, since the world ended, we've now elevated our positions to that of Mount Olympus. So now we're the Mount Olympus of Blog Talk Radio. Which reminds me, Eric, you say you're in a gated community, and you got guys walking around with their fucking pants down.
Yeah, man, let me explain that gated community to you, man. Because, you know, in some neighborhoods, you know, that are gated, you only have one or two buildings with houses with gates around it. So technically, you are in a gated community.
Oh. In that case, every woman's got her white picket fence, if you want to go like that. But, you know, go on to the sidewalk and look, there's a fence that's repainted white. It's a white picket fence.
And you're in a gated community.
Oh.
Hey, that's how people looking at it, man. That's how you have to think these days. You got to take the technicality of the situation and put it toward the conclusion of the symmetry of what's happening.
I won't ask you to repeat that. Okay? All right. Okay. So, funny things this week. Well, every week is a funny week when you take a look at some of the stuff that people do. So, what's on the agenda tonight for the funny things?
Man, you know what? I don't even know, Joe. Because, you know, the world was ending and I didn't really do no research.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, it don't matter. Because, you know, just look at the people in your neighborhood, man. You see something funny every day.
Oh, tell me about it. I got to get the hell out of where I am. If I only moved like a block away, it would be different. But I've got immigrants in here and people who technically aren't immigrants but actually are immigrants, even though technically they're not.
Mm-hmm.
And they're bringing down the neighborhood. So, you know, I can't. I don't want to be non-politically correct.
Man, it's Fun Friday. Be as incorrect as you want to, but I don't give a care. The world is ending tonight, so we can say, hey, I wonder how many people went out to try to rob a bank today because the world was ending today, or better yet, went and took out loans, a big, large amount of loans, talking about, I ain't got to pay it back. It's the end of the world like an idiot. I bet it's somebody went and did that, too.
Well, they probably didn't, those who tried to rob a store because they thought it would be the end of the world. I hope the store owner shot them right through their freaking head. I do.
Ooh. You can't talk about that now.
Oh yes, I can.
No, you can't. You gonna.
I'm going to politically incorrect hell. I know.
Does we really care? Do we really care, man?
Oh,
no,
no,
we do
give
not.
Me a break. Hell,
we do
no.
not
Shit.
Care. That's right. So, you know what though?
Mm-hmm.
Since the world, you know, everybody's been running around talking about the world has ended. You know, I wonder, are we in the Matrix now? Maybe that's what it is.
Oh,
you
know what? That's a good point, Eric. You know what? If you read, I don't know exactly the name of the article, but do you know that there are scientists? I don't know. I don't remember what university they're from, but they're saying that it's it's very possible that the world we're living in.
Switzerland, Germany, and I think Australia. I read that last week, yeah.
About
so
what?
They think it's possible to test to see if we're actually in the Matrix.
Well, I didn't read that one. I like to read that one. But
okay.
The other one.
You know what I say, Joe? They all smoking some strong shit. They really are.
Yeah, they may be. But this one, I don't know about that Matrix. But the other one that I read was
how
about...
How many Matrix is it?
Well, it's a Matrix. It's a computer simulation
that is
being done by our descendants in the future. In other words, they're experimenting on us in the past by creating like the Sims. We're supposed to be the Sims. We think we're real, okay? We think we're made out of flesh and blood, but we're just sentient simulations of human beings, and we don't know it.
Really?
That's what we're supposed to be, according to this theory.
Golly, man. Do y'all hear that out there? We not real.
Mm-hmm.
So we like Buzz Bunny now, you know. So we can go run into walls and stuff and come back, and we'll be okay, right?
That's right. Like Wile E. Coyote, we can fall off every cliff. And
well, you know what? I want some of y'all to go out there and try that and come back and let me know. Post it on my Facebook page. You know, Eric, let's talk at Facebook.com.
That's right. I want to see this, too. Those of you who think you're Wile E. Coyote or Bugs Bunny, let me be there when you run off.
Bye-bye. Hey, y'all. You know what? That's crazy, though. But if y'all want to do it, go ahead. Send me a video. Eric, let's talk at Facebook.com. Hey, give me something to look at, man, because, woo, I want to see this one.
That I want to see, too.
You know what, though? I think them scientists be the one creating this old different types of drugs, man, because some of the stuff they come up with is just crazy.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
You're like, wow.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, really. Hey, you know, it's this guy. Hey, y'all, I'm going to tell y'all. You know, y'all got the new dance out there called the Gangnam Style, right?
Uh-huh.
All right, let me explain something to you now. If you're not in shape, people, please do not go out there and do the Gangnam Style, okay? And I'm going to tell you why. Because there was a guy over in China. He decided he wanted to do it, and in the middle of doing it, he had a heart attack.
Yeah, isn't that's that possible.
Yeah. So, you know, y'all can't be riding them horses when you getting on the horse you used to riding ponies, okay? Y'all just can't do that. I'm telling you.
Do you know that Gangnam Style is over 900 million views? It is the most watched YouTube in the history of YouTube videos?
Well, I'm going to tell you why.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's a combination of a bunch of dumb dances that just happen to become good dances. So it just happened to turn to a good dance. It's a phenomenon because nobody really know what the hell he talking about.
Well, I don't even think they even became good dancers because he was on.
He's been on some everything.
Ellen DeGeneres, and when Britney Spears was there, and he was on a few other shows. He was actually, whoever his public relations agent is doing a good job. But the dance itself and the video itself, it's a stupid third-rate video and a third-rate dance.
That's why it's so popular. That is why. Because it's so stupid, you can't help but get into it. Nobody, when he started, ain't nobody know what the hell no Gangnam Style was. Come to find out, is what they used to call the stuff back where he used to live at. Gangnam Style. So, I understand that. But let me, speaking of Ellen DeGeneres, let me tell y'all something, man. You know, y'all think y'all married somebody, and y'all think y'all really know who these people are, right? But let me tell you, y'all don't know. It was this guy married to this woman for 19 years. They were married to this person for 19 years. And during that whole 19 years, he did not know that his wife used to be a man.
I read about, not that particular case, but I read about, it might have been the same case. I read about that. Somebody told me yesterday, when you finish your story, I'll tell this one.
Well, I'll finish the story. You go ahead.
Okay.
You tell me. Yeah, he used to be a man. Now, how do you not know that? I mean, his parents didn't tell nobody or what?
No, he got a post-op operation, and the doctor put everything in place, and so they did a very good job so that her husband didn't know that she was, you know, post-op. But I've read about that before in one other case, and I read that I think this particular tranny, she married twice. The first husband died, and she's married to a second husband, and neither one of them knew that she was born a boy.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. You know what the guy said? He said, you know, once they had the discussion, he pushed up against the wall, and he made her tell him. Then he say a fist fight started. I said, I bet the hell it did.
You know what, though? If you want to get into a philosophical discussion, I've had discussions about, you know, what would happen if you...
I'm not talking no philosophical sayonara stuff tonight. Go ahead, Joe. I'm messing with you. Go ahead.
No.
Come on, Joe.
No.
Be that way. It's the end of the world night. You know what? Maybe we missed what time it was supposed to end.
Yeah.
Maybe it wasn't earlier. Maybe it's supposed to be like 11:59 at night or something. Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah. So what would you do, Eric, if you found out that, let's say you were with your wife and she was a good wife? I'm not talking about your past wife. Let's say you remarried and you found out that this wife was treating you good. You were in love with her. You found her practically perfect. And then you found out she was a guy at one time in her life. What would you do?
Smoked a lot of weed, man.
Mm-hmm. No, I'm serious. What would you do?
I am, too. I would smoke a lot of weed because I'd be one confused ass.
Okay.
And, I don't know. I may become a monk.
All right. Okay.
You know, become a monk or something. I don't know, man. That'd be a shock to the system.
Well, that's true. But what would you do after the shock? What would you do, let's say, a couple of days later?
You know what? Honestly, Joe, I have no damn idea. You know, that's just something you can't even imagine. So I can't even give you a response on that because that is crazy. Because I know how I am. I like to investigate. I like to look personally.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So I don't think, you know,
Well, I've already had that discussion. I had that discussion, you know, philosophically with other people, you know, some time back. And first off, we started talking about what would happen if you discovered that the girl you were dating was a whore or, you know, some other kind of crap. And then I took it to another level. I said, well, okay, and we've talked about this. Let's see, what else can we take it to? And then I thought about what would happen if I was actually married to a woman for like 5 years. And the 5 years were, I mean, the best 5 years. She treated me exactly the way I wanted to be treated. You know, we might have had our little ups and downs. But overall, she was the best woman I ever knew, okay? What would I do if some snitch, or if she told me that she was a transsexual?
Transgender?
Transgender. So I thought about it, and I said, you know what? If I found somebody that loved me and I loved them for 5 years, and we had very, very few problems, and the only thing that would make a real problem in the relationship would be my reaction to news that if I didn't know, we would still continue to be happy, I would say, you know what? I'm not throwing away love. I'm going to keep her as my wife.
Aww. That is so sweet, Joe.
That's what I thought.
That is so touching.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
And that's so much bullshit.
No, it's not. No, it's not. I would absolutely like to think.
No, you are the man. Mm-hmm. You are the man that has to sleep with somebody within the first 3 days. So I'm sure you would have investigated very well by the time you get to that point.
No, I don't sick private investigators on my women. Jeez. You know, but if she's proven to me over the years that she can be trusted, I respect her. I'm not going to throw her out. And I wouldn't blame her for not telling me. Because I'm also...
Really?
I would not blame her. I'm also...
You are such a... Joe, you have become a stud, man. I don't know what to happen,
man,
but...
I'm not a stud. I've never been a player.
Somebody squared you away.
I've never been a player. I don't. No, I've never taken it upon myself to think that, you know, by just fucking for the sake of fucking, you know, and chalking up notches on my belt just because I wanted to prove that I could fuck some bitch. No, I've never been that way.
Oh, Joe, there go that word. Hey, y'all.
Oh,
you know
I
what?
Thought you said everything was okay tonight.
Yeah, it is. Don't get carried away with it.
Oh,
hey,
right.
Y'all. That's the question for the night right there. If you was married to someone for a extended period of time, and then you found out they were the opposite sex, what would you do? At one time, they were the opposite sex. What would you do? Hey, y'all do what? Go to EricLessTalk@Facebook.com, and let me know what you would do, because I'm curious to know. Faraja 70 says she would murder one.
Oh, yeah.
Murder one. There is no doubt what would happen with that.
Yeah.
Oh, Lord have mercy. You know.
I don't see that in the chat.
I do. You looking
murder
at the wrong
one?
Chat. Yeah, murder one.
I don't see it in the chat.
Okay. All right, Joe, you need to put your other eyes on now.
Okay.
Okay, then you may be able to see it. See it.
Woo! I see Roger, but I see her saying, do men ever investigate that area closely?
Okay, go down a couple of more. She got a response, and I got a response, and there's another
response.
Oh,
there it is.
Oh, boy, I tell you. Well, y'all can lead them to the water, but sometimes you just can't make them drink.
Can't make them drink. Can't make them look.
Take them to the promised land and they still fall off the edge. What the hell is going on?
But that would be, that's a good question, though. I mean, because everybody's talking about, you know, what makes a relationship, what doesn't make a relationship. Why do men cheat? Why do women cheat? And yeah. But what about this? What about if you found out that your spouse was born the opposite sex and you still love her? I'm not talking about, you know, that you're already on the cusp of breaking up. I mean, that's, you know, that's, that can push you out of
the like in this case, 19 years. Mm-hmm. 19 years. And you know what? Here's the thing. They decided they didn't want to, she said she didn't want any children because he already had two. So that worked right, you know, that worked mm-hmm. right in his favor, her favor, what the hell it is, worked in their favor. So,
right.
You know, I guess he never thought about it. And she, and he always faked having a period, you know. So,
right.
You know, that would have been kind of questionable to me anyway. Because, you know, every now and then you're going to get asked to go and get some of them things. So, you know, in 19 years, I was never asked. I think that would probably raise a couple of flags anyway.
Yeah, well, I'm sure she faked it. And besides, what man wants to find out, you know, if your chick's on the ragging? Yeah.
Well, I mean, I'm sorry. Sometimes I want to know those things.
Oh, well, you know, as long as they're not having kids. But
yeah,
that's a very good question. You know, very good question for your audience. What would happen, people, if you were in love, still in love with your mate after, let's say, minimum 5 years and you found out he or she was of the opposite sex? What would you do? Now it would be nice to have people call in.
Yeah, you can call in with the answer too, y'all. 347-838-8622. That's right. Or join us in the chat room, Eric, Let's Talk at Gmail. Listen to me. Eric, let's hey, just go to www.blogtalkradio.com and sign in and social media site and hit me in the chat room if you want to. But yeah, let's talk about that a little bit because that is about some crazy stuff right there. I'm telling you.
I bet you 90% of the people would say, nah, got to get rid of her, got to get rid of him.
I know.
And some people.
Murder one, right?
Yeah. You know what? I remember when I told this to somebody else who had a Block Talk radio show some time back, and they said, Joe, that is a he. It is a he. I said, I don't care if it's a he or a she or an it. If I've got somebody that I found that for the past 5 years was as damn near as perfect as possible, I am not giving up that treasure.
Hey, y'all, wait a minute before you go. You know what? You know what's a good drink, Joe? Some red Kool-Aid with some Thunderbird. Man, that is a good drink.
Oh, that sounds like you're still back in the service. Jesus Christ.
But it's so good, man.
I remember when I had Thunderbird with beer. That's one drink that knocked my ass
out. I can say that. That's a disaster right there. That is a disaster.
That knocked my ass right out. I mean, that cheap ass Thunderbird and the beer, you know, you put it.
Tell me, what's the worst Christmas gift you ever got?
The worst Christmas gift?
What's the worst Christmas gift you ever got? That you was like, I know they just didn't give me that.
No, I don't think I ever had something like that. I haven't had extravagant gifts that I can say, wow, but I haven't had really raunchy gifts that I take a look at and say, you know, what the hell did they think of? No, I can't think of any.
Wow. Well, I'm going to tell you, the worst gift I ever had, I was 20 years old, and somebody bought me a 4-pack of some Tidy Whities.
Tiny what?
Tidy Whities.
Tidy?
You know, the white drawers, man. The white drawers. The white briefs.
Yeah, they bought you some skivvies? Were you in the service?
Yeah. I'm like, what the hell?
That's I know a bitch did it, because they buy the cheapest shit. They buy shirts and ties. And underwear, and they think you should be grateful for it.
Wow. I ain't gonna tell who did it, but I was like, really? Really now? You know, that was just the craziest thing.
That's so goddamn cheap. That pisses me off.
That I'm saying that. Okay.
Skibby.
I could have did.
Here, you know? Eric, I'm sure you need this when you gotta put on your uniform.
Oh, well, thank God. Here's some tampons for your ass.
Look, you already had them old brown skivvies that the military gave you anyway. So he ain't want no more.
Let me give Eric some white boxers. He really appreciates that.
Oh, looking for somebody. Oh. Maybe they were saying something nicely. What nicely can you say about giving somebody some tidy white? Really? Huh? What? I don't think they said anything nicely. Oh, Lord. So you live in Montana, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And let me ask you a question. When you be out driving, do you see these old people? Your drawers need an upgrade.
Yeah, I'm reading that.
Whatever. Anyway, you see them? Do you have elderly people in your neighborhood that drive the big cars? You know, these big cars like the Cadillacs and the big suburban trucks or what have you.
Yeah, the trucks.
And then having them dark shades like they done been to the eye doctor.
Not that much.
And you be like, why are you driving with them damn glasses on? That's telling me you can't see. Then you're in a big old car. And they don't wait. They just pull out, man.
I mean, we got a lot of sunshine here, so, you know,
sunshine in Montana? There's sunshine in Montana?
There's plenty of sunshine in Montana.
Really? I thought it was full of snow, man.
No. Even when it snows, it's still bright, and it still reflects off the snow, but no, we got plenty of good old sunshine here.
Oh, okay.
Not like, you know, L.A. where you have occasional sunshine, but, you know, most of the time the skyscrapers are blocking out the sunshine. So it's not like that.
So why are you talking about L.A., man? I don't live in L.A. You know what? That's another thing, man. Mm-hmm. Can you imagine being in L.A. and you're getting it on with your girl and then an earthquake come and you... It's your first time there, so you think you really, the world is really rocking. You know what I mean?
Can you imagine?
It's actually an earthquake, man. Yeah. I guess you could say I really tore her world up, huh?
Yeah, I rock her world, and she's thinking the same thing, and then you wake up.
I know,
up.
Right?
Right?
And
then you look around, and you see your bedroom's collapsed, and you say, wow, we were really good.
I know, right?
Mm-hmm. Who was that guy that you were playing? Was that Cat or whatever his name
was? Yeah, that was Cat Williams right there, man.
Oh,
that
was
Cat Williams.
Man.
He done lost his mind.
Uh-huh.
He done hit people and jumped on folks. Now he done retired for a minute.
Yeah.
I think his pimping days are over. I think Damon finally got to him. I'm a boy, Damon. I'm a boy, damn it.
I don't know. I saw Cat... So one performance was on YouTube, and that was about it. Wasn't bad.
Oh, he's good, Eddie. I won't have Eddie. I won't have.
Oh, well, he's doing a takeoff on Eddie Murphy.
Eddie Murphy, yeah.
Yeah.
You know,
I remember that. I
went to think about getting half of every damn thing.
I remember I saw that movie with Eddie Murphy, you know, the stand-up movie, and it made a lot of sense, you know. Do not get married. Automatically half. Well, what does he do? Well, the chick that he married, though, because they had a reality show after that. It was about Celebrity Wives of Beverly Hills, I think it was. And you got to see. Oh, yeah, I told you. I think I told you last week. You got to go check out his ex-wife.
Yeah, you keep mentioning that. But, okay. Ain't my God, I'm able to date her. Yeah, I can't even date the common woman without messing that up. You know, I'm talking about dating a rich person. Man.
Okay, smoothie. All right.
You know, I'm telling you, man, he's just crazy.
Oh,
you know
how
what?
How's Shasta?
I don't know, man. Shasta done dropped off the face of Earth again. You know, when Shasta called me, that's when she get on the air.
Oh.
But until then, man, I can't find Shasta.
Yeah.
Shasta like a ghost. You know, one minute she's there, and the next minute she just gone.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, you know, when she want to come back and argue with y'all, she'll be back.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, if not, oh well.
We need some phone callers in here. We need some female bitches to light up the place.
You can't call them that, Joe. No, you can't be insulting my callers like that. My female, lovely, beautiful callers.
you said it's supposed to be Fun Friday. Well, it's fun.
It is Fun Friday. You can't be insulting my callers, man. My female
they
callers
insult
right
me.
There.
Don't they insult me?
Who don't insult you, man? They out, man. Them women love you, Joe.
They're bitches. They don't love me.
You Joe Neckbone. They ain't love with Joe.
No. That's the other guy.
You Joe Neckbone.
Because there's a real guy called Joe Neckbone. I think that's his real name, right? I mean, that's his BCR name.
Yeah, I know, right?
Joe Neckbone.
All right,
we hate him too.
Just call yourself Joe the Bone, then. Huh? Joe the Bone.
Nah, damn.
Okay,
Joe.
I got it. We're going to use your favorite word, Joe the Cock.
Joe the Cock, yeah, that'll bring him in. Is Joe the Cock here? Yeah, the cock's in your mouth. Now shut the fuck
up. Oh, see, there you go. Once again, where you go?
If you're going to name me Joe the Cock, you got to use that name.
Just nasty.
You got to use it.
But that's a chicken, man. That's like a rooster, ain't it?
Joe the, well, yeah, it's like the rooster, yeah.
Yeah, like a rooster.
So, I mean, we can use that name, you know. Right,
man?
Huh? We can use that name. We
okay,
can. Yeah. Hey, Eric, we can.
Oh,
introduce
man.
Me as Joe the Cock.
Joe the Cock. Okay. Right. We gonna work on that one, Joe. We gonna work on that one. Hey, man, you know what, though? I got a question. I don't know whether they do this up in Montana. But you have them girls walk around with these wife beaters, man, and come on, they boys, they want to be like men, and they walk around with wife beaters.
With what? What? White what?
Wife beaters, man. Oh, I forgot. They're walking around with white tank top T-shirts on.
Oh, mm-hmm.
With, yeah, those things there.
Well, not, this, that's time of, not this time of season, no.
Yes, this time, well, I forgot, you're in Montana.
Well, it's winter everywhere.
Have a gay love moment. Whatever.
It's winter everywhere, Eric.
I see some over time. Oh, Lord. Oh, Lord. Well, I should say it's crazy. Say what? Say what, Joe?
I said it's winter everywhere. I mean, where are you?
I'm in Texas, man.
Well, it's not winter down there?
Hell no. It was just 80 degrees the other day.
80?
Yeah.
Good God, 80 degrees in December? Holy.
I'm skipping, man. That's what I'm talking about right there.
Oh, no wonder you asked me. No, of course not. I'm up north. What? They're not wearing that crap. Jesus. If they are, you know they're selling the body for $20 on the corner.
Hey, we got them out there too, man. There'll be some ugly old boys.
Oh, really?
I'm telling y'all, man. For some of y'all who out there participating in them other folk walking around the street,
okay,
you know, y'all got some issues going on.
Because, you know, Texas has got some gorgeous heifers.
Man, them cows are pretty, aren't they, man? I'd be sitting on the outside of the fence, man, watching them walk up down and eat that grass, man. I'd be getting excited sometimes because they look like they're so at peace.
Okay, Eric, it was nice talking to you. I know that Fun Friday would be very good to see you.
Stanley says hello. Hello,
oh, Stanley. In the chat room?
How are you today, Stanley? It's nice
Stanley,
to meet you.
Stanley, hey, Stanley, it's only you and me and Eric. Get on the line here.
That's right.
I got a good question for you, Stanley.
All right, don't be coming on here trying to argue with nobody, Stanley.
He
we're not
arguing
tonight.
Stanley doesn't argue with anybody. Everybody argues with him.
Oh, that's what it is. Okay. You know what, though? We need to ask Stanley that question. Yeah,
I know.
Get on the line. I bet he will make me happy.
I got it. We got a good question for you, Stan.
Yeah, we got a good one for you, Stanley. Hey, when you get on here, man, make sure you got a little bass in your voice tonight, all right? This man's night.
Oh, man. First off, we have to ask Stanley if he heard my answer so that if he didn't, then he can, you know, make up an answer based on his real feelings about the situation.
You think so?
Yeah.
Well, I didn't see he was in the chat room at the time.
I didn't either.
Okay,
so I'm thinking he didn't hear my answer.
Hey,
Stanley,
how you doing?
Stan's on the line.
How are you, guys?
Hey, Stan. You want to ask him, Eric, or me?
You can go ahead and ask. And all right, Stan, we need some bass in your voice on this one, all right?
Oh, okay. Stop it, Eric.
All right.
You know, he's part of the Troika, you know? You're fucking around with one of the Troika. Jeez.
He's part of the council, but I am the head council member, so in this
one. Oh, see, Stan? Give him power, and Eric goes on a power trip.
Yeah, I know.
know. Well, I deserve it. I let y'all have all the power during the week.
Oh, that's true.
It's not my time. It's certain mine. But anyway, go ahead and ask him. I want to hear what Stanley got to say.
Okay. And first thing, Stanley, Eric brought this. Did Eric bring this up or did I bring it up?
Yeah, I think I brought it up.
Yeah, you brought
but you were going to talk about something like that, too. But go ahead.
You're a liar, Eric.
Yeah, whatever. Hey, Stanley, what you drinking, man?
I'm not drinking anything. I'm just relaxing, man.
Well, you know what? Go and get you some Kool-Aid and some Thunderbird and mix it together. Then ride the mothership with me tonight.
Yeah, I'll go get some wine and just relax, guys. What's the question?
Here's the question. So suppose you know how you and I and Rich and maybe Eric, but I doubt it. How you and I and Rich feel about finding, you know, the quality woman for us. Now suppose you did.
Oh, wait a minute. Why I can't find be looking for a quality woman?
If you're the type of guy,
I got a quality woman. Don't be playing with me tonight.
Right. If you're the type of guy that a woman thinks the tidy whiteys are appropriate.
Well, that was when I was younger, man. Go ahead anyway.
Okay. Well, here's the thing. You found a woman, Stan, that you really love. You respect, you trust her, you understand. She understands you, she respects you, she trusts you. She's got your back. In other words, she's about as close to perfect as you've ever found, okay? So you've married her, and you've now married for about 5 or 6 years. Minimum 5 years.
Okay.
Now, some asshole, okay?
Wait a minute, they got a cartoon called Grandma Got Run Over by a Reindeer. Okay, I'm sorry, I just had to say that. It's actually a cartoon, man. But go ahead.
Well, right in the middle of what I'm saying, you got to
make know, right?
Okay, some asshole, what does the asshole do?
Okay, so, go ahead.
So the asshole comes up to you, knew her prior to her meeting you, okay?
Okay.
He tells you something which is true.
Okay.
He tells you that the wife that you've been loving, okay? Mm-hmm. And everything's perfect. Everything's good in the bed. Everything's good outside of the bed, psychologically, emotionally. Everything's fine. But he tells you that she was born a boy. And she is. What would you do, Stanley?
Oh, shit.
I already know that response.
I think I know.
Oh, shit. Oh, shit.
Go ahead, Stanley.
Yes.
Let it out.
Oh, my God.
Let it out, Stanley.
Come on, Stan.
After puking?
Oh, God. Okay.
But no, Stanley, she has respected you for a whole long time.
Right,
Stan. She
done
rocked your world in the bedroom.
Uh-huh.
Now what you gonna do, Stanley?
Right. You gonna puke first, and then what?
She done met all your criteria and surpassed them.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Lisanne's getting sick on us.
God,
he's still sick.
Family?
Yeah, put a little bass in that voice, Dan.
Oh, my God. Oh, shit.
Yes, Stanley, we are waiting.
I don't understand how come I wouldn't be able to see it. Oh, God.
And tell us in full detail, Stan. What would you do?
I would try to find a way to prove his point before I truly believe that. If that's the case.
But no. You had no idea. Y'all been together.
No, I would try first to have something proven.
Okay, let's say you hire a private eye.
I want to hire somebody to do the search and everything.
He uncovers that what this asshole told you, right, is absolutely the truth. The guy, you married Roberta, but you found out his name was Robert.
I can't be with that person.
Okay, why not?
Why not?
I can't. Just the thought that of doing sex with another man.
No, you've been doing it for 19 years. I mean,
whatever time,
I mean,
right?
But you thought it was, but you thought it was a woman anyway,
right?
Yeah, but now you're telling me as a man,
yep,
he will always come back in my face when I'll have sex with her, doing.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And I can't deal with that. I wouldn't be happy in a relationship. I wouldn't be able to fuck her. I wouldn't even be able to make love to her. I wouldn't even be able to kiss her anymore. I wouldn't even be able to be affectionate.
You know what, Stanley? I bet what you would do, Stanley. I'm going to tell you what you would do. you would say, okay, all right, all right. Even though you knew it, you would say, don't you ever, 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 ever tell nobody else that. And
no,
you keep going.
I can't because it's always gonna go. It's gonna go in my mind. I'm like, damn, if you do something, you're basically doing it like with another man. That would fuck up my psychology. I'm like, well, what would I say when I'm with other friends and everything? If people, let's say I meet guys, friends, and one of them is gay, I have no problem with gay. That would be like saying to him, like, oh, I understand what you're going. No.
What are you laughing about, Eric? You felt the same way.
No, I didn't. I said, I don't know.
Oh, that's true. That's right. What's right? I'm sorry.
I said, I don't know what my response would be.
I can't be with that person anymore. Because after that, I can't touch you, can't kiss you, can't make love to you anymore. Because every time I'll be thinking it would be like me having sex with a man.
Okay. Okay, so Stan, you're very definitive on one side of the issue, and Eric is kind of like up in the air. He hasn't decided yet, but you were leaning towards puking too, Eric.
Yeah, I mean that would, trust me, that would be a shock to us.
Well, no doubt it'd be a shock, but the way that
that'd be a shock to the system. You're like, okay.
I think in a couple of weeks. You'd have let her go. I think Stan would let her go in about a day or two.
Look, most definitely it wouldn't be no touching.
Oh,
for a minute.
Okay. All right.
I ain't going to lie. It wouldn't be no touching for a minute. Like, okay, you need to go over there in that other bedroom.
Okay. So you'd be living like roommates then.
Yeah, well, for a minute. Anyway, I process this thing here.
Sorry, because once you told me that, I can't see that woman the same way anymore yet. Not a woman,
Okay,
right.
Stanley, I'm going to ask you another question.
Go ahead.
What's the worst Christmas gift you ever gotten? I mean, just a downright.
Why do always people buy that stupid tie, something tie?
Yeah.
That is so stupid. What am I going to do with that stupid, not even coordinated as a color?
Yeah, that's the women's generosity. They think about it for about 5 seconds.
It's true. If a woman is offering that, she's smiling. Okay, one of the worst gifts I ever got. I was going out with a girl, and she was telling me, I am so generous as a person. She was my girlfriend. Mm-hmm. So she's telling me just before, I am a generous person. I give so much things. Well, so I'm feeling the pressure silently. Yo, man. Really generous. I gotta bring it, man. I gotta give her something nice. So I go to different stores, different places, and she's like, oh, I don't like that. And that was one amazing dress. She tried, was expensive, that dress. And she said, man, looks so good, but I don't have the money and everything. No, but yeah. So I go see the salesperson and say, keep it aside. I'll go get it just before Christmas. And she wanted also to have a program to train. She was like, oh, I wish I had the Power 90X to train, but, you know, it sounds so complicated to have it, you know? And I'm like, okay, fine, I'll go get the Power 90X. So I went to get the Power 90X or order it for her, got that thing. So I spent at least $400 easily. First, bought of me, I was like, yeah, I got the nice gift and everything. You know what she bought me?
What?
She bought me a wallet that was not more than $50.
So what's wrong with that? She got you something.
I was so mad. My face, Joe. After buying, and she was looking at the game. Oh, I can't believe you buy me the dress. I can't believe the Power 90X. And I'm like, okay. Now I'm gonna see what she bought. And I brought her to all different things. I say, man, you could get me this. You can get me that. You know, to get me this. You know, around the same range. Because she's saying she's generous. I'm like, I don't want to look like a fool. She bought. Oh, I wish she sold it. And she came with the stupidest thing. It's the thought that counts. Oh, I was mad. I looked at her and then speak to her during the whole time. Chris was like, I gotta go.
My gracious.
I mean, it's Christmases like that that make you wonder, you know, why am I wasting my time with these creatures?
No, I don't do that anymore. Now, when if I have a girlfriend during the time of Christmas, I tell her, we spend minimum this and maximum this. That's it. And we don't go more than that.
You don't do more than that.
Yeah. That means we spend, let's say we say, okay, we're going to spend, the maximum we could spend for a gift is $200, minimum $150. We go to there. That's it. So the other person doesn't feel like a chump when you buy her just a wallet.
that's damn near rough, ain't it? Hey, McGarley, I see you out there, man. What's going on? You might as well go call and get in this conversation, too.
Oh, man, that was so pissed. And the worst, I'm telling you, Joe, the worst she got me when she said, I'm a generous woman. I give so much. And I'm not talking about a woman who doesn't have money. She was living upper Manhattan. She had money.
Yeah.
She was living one of those condos that's fucking like she was paying at least $500,000 and more.
Well,
I was like, money was nothing to burn. Lawyer and everything. I'm like, yo, I ain't gonna look like a fool. I don't wanna look like a fool.
You know what's telling you crazy. Stanley done lost it already. He done lost it. But
I got mad when that happened. Cheap, man.
Did you?
Cheap. Don't get ever fooled. When a woman says she's so generous, don't believe her.
Why not, Stanley? Nah, see, that's not right. That's not right.
That's not right.
I have met.
If I would have done that to the woman, she would have told all her friends and I would have had a reputation. He's so cheap. At every radio show, thing. Are you talking to Stanley Cheap? Everybody in America would know my name and they would call me Stanley. What's your name? What is that black guy called Stanley Cheap?
Look, go ahead and let it out, Stanley. You know the world supposed to end today anyway, so just go to let it out. Go ahead, man. You know you're in New York, so y'all ain't got no cellars. So yeah, y'all do. Y'all have cellars in New York. That's right. So you got all your survival stuff ready.
Yeah, right.
What? What you mean? Yeah, right.
Yeah, right. I didn't get nothing survivor or nothing.
You know, I just thought about that, y'all. If the world is supposed to end, but we got all these different time zones, that means everybody's going to die at different times, right? So one half of the world going to be zombies, and the other half going to be...
And how is it going to happen? What? Asteroids going to hit us? We can't... Like NASA and everything
like the,
could...
Look, like
you,
the data Earth
still
steal.
Some people got called from NASA, huh? Did you hear that about that, Eric? Some people call NASA. Are we getting destroyed? Can you imagine? You're working for NASA, and you're getting calls from people asking you this. Really?
It's gonna happen. It's gonna happen in waves, man. In waves.
Hey, Stan. Let me tell you my two answers to the two questions.
Go ahead.
About the Christmas gift, I never really got a bad, nor did I ever get. I mean, a truly good Christmas gift that I could take a look at and say, wow, so, you know, so beautiful, so wonderful. But I never really got a really bad Christmas gift. But here's the answer to the other question. The one that made you puke?
Yep.
I said if I found out that my wife of 5 years or 6 years was a tranny, and I found somebody that I really respected and loved and understood, and she reciprocated to me, I'm keeping her.
Oh, my God. Wow.
Yep.
You're better than me, Joe.
Well, I've talked about this before, and I thought about it before. That's why. So I thought, you know what, it's so hard to find somebody that you can really love.
I know. It's very hard to find somebody.
You know?
And even if you find that person could change in many ways. If she gains weight.
Right.
If she lets her go physically. If you start nagging and things like that. There are so many factors that could change her mind. And you could look at that girl who used to be perfect and say, what happened to you?
Yeah. So I'm saying to myself, if I ever found this particular type of love and it's lasting 5 or 6 years and it's really working well, I am not going to throw... Well, I'm not the kind of throwaway affection anyway. So I'm not the kind to throw away even this type of affection, which people would take a look at and go, oh, my God. I'm going to say, you're not married to her. I am. You know, I'm having the time of my life. Having somebody, you know, and I've had this discussion before, so I've thought about it. So I'm saying to myself, I hope I'm the kind of person that would live up to my particular, you know, ideals. So that was my answer. It'd be interesting to find out other people's answers. Nobody else, everybody else is like you and Eric. Nobody else would like me.
Yeah. All right, y'all. Y'all listening to a Fun Friday on Let's Talk on Blog Talk Radio. I'm your host, Eric Jackson. I got Joe and Stan on the lines with me, man. And we having a ball talking about some crazy stuff tonight. Hey, I want to know what y'all think, man. It's Fun Friday, right? So we talking about some crazy stuff. Number one, here we go. The world is supposed to end today. What you think about that? Is it me, or do you think heaven looks a lot like where you used to live at? Okay. Number two, if you was married to someone over a period of time and you found out they were the opposite sex, basically men, if you found out your wife was a man, you know, you've been married to them over time, what would you do?
Oh, my
God. That's right. That's the question. So if you want to give me a response to that, no problem. We got two ways you can do this. Well, we got plenty of ways. 347-838-8622. Eric, let's talk at Facebook.com. Or talk to me in the chat room. You know how to do it. And, you know, let's get it on. But, yes, we got two of the council members here. So we're going to continue on this evening. Hey, Mr. Chris, I see you out there. Thank you for joining, man. Welcome. Welcome. All right. Anyway, Stanley, you don't want to get that wine yet?
Hell yeah, I got my wine. I'm relaxed.
All right. All right. You know, Joe, we're going to have to get Joe on the program. You know what I mean? Joe be messing around sometimes.
Yeah. And Joe, I agree with what you're saying. I agree with what you're saying, Joe. It's so hard. You know, in this time of season, I have two people that in my eyes looked like the perfect relationship, loved each other until they had a kid, and now they're all hell broke loose with people. Mm-hmm. And I don't know why it happened. Both of them broke loose.
They broke
you know
things.
What?
Where
you reminded
they
me of what I did to an ex-girlfriend of mine many years ago. She had told me she was shopping and that she liked this particular dress. I still remember what it was. It was dark blue with spaghetti straps. And I went, and it was way out of my way. And I went out of my way, and I bought it, and I gave it to her on Christmas.
Hey, wait a minute, Joe. Let me ask y'all two a question. I got that. Oh, yeah.
What?
Yeah, check this out. Have you ever tried on any of your girlfriend's clothes?
Yeah, all the time. Can I finish my story? So I bought the dress, and I gave it to her for Christmas, and she was so appreciative of it. And it was worth all the time and trouble that I had to go through in order to get it for her. But you reminded me of that. But Eric, you want to interrupt me,
dress.
Right?
Really, okay. Eric? Really?
Say what?
Really, if I have a woman and I'm not sure what's gonna look like, I ask the person near me, can you try it, or I have something, or no. You're gonna buy a dress for your girlfriend. You go to that store and you say, hey, you should try that, and then you know.
So what's wrong with you trying it on?
Are you crazy? I'm a man. I don't try on.
Eric,
how about some red pumps? And red panties and a red bra, and you get on a dang old treadmill and start running.
No. It's like those. It's like Eric. Those people when it comes to Halloween and they dress up like women. And then I'm like looking at them like you must be crazy. You can pay me
now,
enough.
Now, Stanley,
money.
You got to admit some of them men look good to you. You wouldn't know if they didn't talk.
Please, you got to be crazy. You wouldn't have to pay enough.
They'd be up
money.
There looking like Wendy Williams. You know they do.
Smoking? Are you drinking something? What, Joe, is he smoking something?
He's smoking something.
I'm just saying. Don't act like y'all don't know. You know you have wondered every now and then.
No, I don't. I don't have that problem. Don't get me wrong. I have no problem with gay.
Stanley, so you put that white dress on and spread your wings and say, I am an angel.
No. I gotta say, there's one thing. I feel very uncomfortable. It's like if I see two men kissing, trust me not, I'll run. And I'm like, nope, it's okay.
You'll run? Where you gonna run to?
I'll run. Not run, but I'm not gonna be very comfortable with that situation. Now, if I see two women kissing, that's different.
Why is that so different?
It's women. For women kissing, you could kiss. Two women kissing could do it all day long. I'll be smiling all day long. But two men, sorry.
You're a prejudice, man.
Well, I'd rather be a prejudice with women. Women, damn.
Okay.
Nothing more pretty than having two women kiss.
I don't know. I don't know about that one.
There's nothing more. What did one woman do? Oh, yeah. One woman did one time in my birthday. She brought her and she brought her friend, and we had fun between the three of us, and that was an amazing game.
Oh, you had fun at, but what if one of them just didn't know it, and you found out about that later?
No.
But it was still fun if you don't know about it, right?
Oh, please, Eric. Try to fuck my mind with what happened.
Come on, now.
Oh,
okay. All right, y'all. Oh, Lord. I have finally figured out how to keep Stanley quiet.
But you laugh. But I did get cruised once by a gay man, and trust me, I felt totally uncomfortable. I felt like I was a woman
You got cruised by a gay man?
Yeah.
Well, you go ahead, Stanley.
And that was freaky. Because I went to there was like some nice, a good DJ.
Uh-huh.
And I guess it was a very good DJ in Montreal and everything, and it was an after hour and everything, and you know that those kinds of parties and everything, and I guess there was more gay people than heterosexual. So I went to the bathroom. This guy did all the typical lines when I was at the bar, are you alone? And all the things, and I'm looking at this, and this guy is crazy.
Hey, Stanley, if you listen, you can hear Joe breathing hard. Joe, we don't want to hear all that now. But I tell you, y'all crazy.
I got to say, that was, you want to feel uncomfortable? That was totally uncomfortable. When you're
man.
And doing all the stuff that you're looking at him, like, he's really cruising. I felt like, I don't know about you, but I'm for women, okay? I don't know that shit.
Whatever.
I'm happy for you. But I ain't interested. I even left when he was 30.
Okay. All right. We're going to move on from that, all right? We're going to move on. Oh, Lord have mercy. Hey, you know what, though? You know what, Stanley? I got a question, though. Believe the way you believe, though, how do you handle the so-called ending of the world? You know, with the way you believe. Who, Joe, are you breathing that hard? Joe done went to sleep on Stanley.
I don't know. Joe.
Joe breathing kind of hard, ain't he?
It's not me.
No, it's not me.
The end of the world was never proven. It's not the first time I hear that story. Didn't you hear that in 2000 that was going to be the end of the world also?
Yeah. And I'm saying, boy, I tell you.
What did you say? As a Christian, did you have a lot of people that were coming to you and say, Jesus is going to come back? You better prepare yourself.
Yeah. And I did just like I just did a minute ago. Just start laughing.
Really? Wait. Are you telling me that pastor told you that? Really?
Huh? Yeah.
Oh, my God. And what did you say then? No, what?
Just start laughing at him. Like, really?
God.
You know I'm clowning Joe, though, right? Joe breathing all hard. I think Joe done went to sleep on us.
Yeah, I think so. I'm hearing him.
I know, right? You think I should mute him? You know what I do? It's already being recorded, so we can play it back next week. Oh, my goodness. Now, that will be funny.
Hey, can you imagine the pastor that said that and everything? And do you give after that your pastor time once you claim that it doesn't happen, or you continue preaching?
You know what, though? It's some knuckleheads out there that I don't care whether he was right or wrong. They're going to believe whatever he tell them.
Of course.
You know, that's like them jokers that be out there. What the hell is Joe? Wait a minute. Okay, we'll check back on Joe in a little bit.
Go ahead.
Huh?
Go ahead.
But
so
anyway.
The pastor has no leeway. Don't you feel bad as a pastor when you said Jesus is coming on Saturday, Bob, prepare yourself, and you're all the people that believe in you prepare themselves, and there's nothing that happens Saturday? How do you do your teaching on Sunday? When that
easy. Happen? Easy. Okay. All right. right. Maybe we miscalculated, but I tell you, it is coming. It's coming.
Oh, my God. Just like that?
Yeah,
wow.
Just like that, man.
Oh.
Hey, what you do, you have an immediate version of communion, right? And you get some real wine. Don't get no grape juice. You get some real wine, like some Thunderbird or Cold Duck or, you know, MD 2020. And you put it in and, you know, give them a good healthy dose. And then, man, they'll believe in the damn thing you tell them then.
Wow.
It's called the church. It's called the church of the.
A lot of money because of that, man. You know, people in Mexico did a lot of money because of that. They had
t-shirts,
the end of the world. There were so many people coming to that place where all the. So many people coming up and visiting them, having t-shirts, the end of the world, 2012. Incredible. I'm sure some people took out all their money, all their credit cards, spent like crazy, and did all the crazy shit, and then next thing, can you imagine the bank saying, you still gotta pay that money?
I know, right? Look, I can't help it, but I'm laughing at you. Dylan in a nice deep sleep.
Now you owe $28,000 on your credit card, thank you.
I know, right? That is just downright crazy. Okay, we'll check back with Joe in about 5 minutes. Maybe he'll start talking in his sleep, and we'll hear some stuff. Oh, Lord have mercy. Because
hey,
I was thinking about that.
Talking about something, what did you think about the NRA, what they said today, the guy?
You know what? The NRA, I ain't going to lie to you. They covering their behinds right now. Because right now they in kind of a no-win situation, no matter what they do. So it's better to kind of join in to be against. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it looks like they're taking some kind of positive role in responsibility somewhat in what happened. But
his speech was kind of stupid. He said that every teacher should have a security guard should be there with a gun, and teachers should have guns. And I'm like, wait a minute, you're gonna ask?
No, you know what? Honestly, there are some school districts. Well, I know there's at least one school district here in Texas that actually require that their teachers do carry weapons.
Really?
The principal? Oh, yes.
Wow.
In schools here where I am, they actually have campus police. Yeah, so yeah. So it's not as far fetched as a lot of people may think.
But don't you think the trigger happy of I don't understand, why is that mentality as Americans that we want to so much love guns and shoot people and kill them and
it's the legend of Jesse James, the Wild Bunch, Son Butch and Sundance, you know, all kind of stuff like that. You know, and you know, regardless of what happens, hell, you know, America was built on guns, on war. So, I mean, you know, ain't no need to try and take them away because we give guns to Mexico. So, I mean.
I understand that, but sometimes I look at the football player that was crazy enough to say just because his girlfriend snapped, take his own gun and kill her and kill himself and go to the coach and say, I'm so happy you gave me a chance, and the owner and kill himself in front of them. Really? Really? You're worth $2 million and you're going to kill yourself? That's your first solution? Really?
Well, I mean, you know what, though? If you think about it, though, I see why he did it now, because his child is taken care of.
God.
Whether it's his child or not.
Jesus.
But anyway, we ain't going to get into that kind of heavy stuff tonight. So, Stanley, tell me what you done seen crazy people do as far as preparing for the end of the world around where you are.
Oh, like you said, people were going to the grocery store, got all the waters, got all the cans, got all the stuff and put in the garage, got all the stuff, got prepared. Some people are preaching, like you said, Jesus, please repent. Jesus is coming. Jesus, you know. All the crazy things, and I'm sure the pastor saying that, people giving papers around, you better prepare, he's coming. Oh, my God, yeah, you people are crazy. Crazy. So,
yeah.
I swear, I received some emails, just, you got to prepare in case when God is going to come, do this, do that. Email, stupidness. Like, and I'm sure somebody pushed that button and said, okay, you want my credit card? Here you go. I'll give it to you.
You know somebody did, right?
Of course.
Somebody wouldn't have took out a loan. You know they can't pay back.
And people are so stupid. As a computer guy, I tell you, it's so easy to get people on. You don't care until you got a list. You just send it once, and it sends it to all those people. And all those people think it's personal. Oh, my God. He's talking about me. He's saying, there's John. Don't you know? That's a program, stupid. God. Dear John Smith, my God, he's talking to me.
There's a whole bunch of people named John Smith, huh?
No, they just when you go to the email, that's what when you go to any website, do you know why they ask you for your email and things like that? That's all the information that they keep on the database, and then they take that information and put it on the letter when they send it back to your email, so they know your name, they know who you are, and they could personalize it and send it to you, so you feel like you're talking to somebody who knows you. Of course, you got the information from the person you asked.
So you just a sucker.
It's true. You go to those places, please enter your email. Then you put your email and enter this. And then they send you something to make sure that you don't have a real email. So they say, please go to your email and click this so you can make sure that you are not talking to somebody who doesn't invent. So you click on this, and then they ask you, can we have your name? And then you say, John Smith, whatever. And you say, oh, yeah, thank you. And they'll send you something free, a stupid report of 5 pages. You take the John Smith, they put it on an email for the rest of the world, and they send you things on you and say, dear John Smith, we have a new thing. Dear John Smith, this happened. And some people are stupid enough saying, he's talking to me, Stanley. It's me.
And say, so just be putting all their little business out there, huh?
Exactly.
You're right. Wait a minute. We got to go and check on something. Wait a minute. Hold up for a minute, Stanley. Let's see. Let's see if he done woke up yet. No.
Oh,
Lord have mercy. You know what? I don't know
what happened. What did you do then?
I don't know, man. Wait a minute. Let me try something. Wait a minute.
God, man.
Wait a minute.
God.
That ain't working. Uh-oh. You awake? Oh, man.
Oh,
I thought we had it. Okay,
what
wait a minute.
Hey, wakey man. God.
I think he's gone.
It's so laughable. I'm telling you, it's like, I'm sorry, I'm maybe going to come back to something that we did, but did you know that after those kids got killed, somebody opened an email or opened a website, or a website and an email saying, please send your donation to one of the victims, whatever the name of the kid, and said, please send money on this so we can have a special foundation for that person. I was like, really?
You know what? Those are the sick individuals that we have perpetrating.
CNN caught them. CNN caught him because you could know who did it by an IP. Well, an IP. There's a way to find out where it is sent. So they went all the way to New York to get that person. CNN was in there knocking. Is your name? Blah blah blah. And she's like, yes. And she says, why did you open a website that you're saying that you're taking donations for this person who got killed and everything? And she was shocked that she got caught. She's like, well, I didn't say that. I don't want no camera. I don't want this.
You know what? That's the funny part, ain't it? They get caught and all of a sudden they get mad because the camera's there. When you know, have you ever watched that movie, what, Cheaters? You ever watched
show,
Cheaters?
Oh.
And they get caught right here and all of a sudden they mad at the camera because the camera in their face.
I remember those.
I know, right? They just done got all caught up.
And then the woman who cheats with the guy, she acts like she never did. Oh, I didn't know that. I didn't know he was with somebody.
You know,
what? Sometimes, you know, sometimes they probably don't. Because you can tell when they know and they don't know by the, you know, by the expression on their face.
And do you see the expression on his face when he gets caught, the guy, and he starts begging to the girlfriend, please, I need you, please.
But the one I saw when the guy, it was a gay couple, and this big old guy, he just broke down and started crying, man. I just, and I know it was wrong, but I couldn't do nothing but laugh. I mean, he was doing a little crocodile tears, too.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I laughed at it. I know.
I loved
like
him
that.
So
the
much.
The guy got caught, and the woman said, it's over. I don't want to know nothing. The guy ran in front of the car, was crying, was saying, I'm not going to let you pass over me. Crying. Putting himself in the middle of this, of the mud, and crying, and begging, ready. Doing everything possible to get the girlfriend to change her mind. I need you. I will never do it. It was
my mistake. Please.
I was like, damn,
look, Stanley, when they get caught in the house, though, now that'd be the funny part. When they bust in the house.
Oh, yeah.
See Joker's running and ducking.
Oh, man.
Oh, man. You know what? That is some funny stuff. Maybe we need to put that on the end of the world frames and stuff.
I think one show in Cheaters, the guy had two families. And I don't know how he had one family one side, he had another family on the other side, and the other family on the other side was like, man, I never see my husband. How come? And when did he ever, but it's because he has another family. He freaked when he came out. He's like, he has a son and daughter in my place. Where you live?
Hey, look.
I never saw this girl. And you know when he said that, the detective came with a photo with him and his son and the other and his woman on a photo.
But you know that damn Joey Greco is a punk though. He be like, I mean that time one time he got knocked the hell out.
Oh yeah, oh I remember that in the boat he got the fuck knocked out. I remember one time in the boat he got the fuck knocked out. What? Bang.
I know, right? Man, but I tell you.
I guess after that, he said, nah, I ain't doing that show crazy.
I know. I even got arrested and then beat up, man. I tell you, boy, that's a crazy show.
Did you see the show Brazilla? That's another crazy show, also.
What's the name of the show?
Brazilla.
Oh, Brazilla. Yeah, man.
Oh, my God. Yeah. How can you marry those women once that woman's all that
well, so you have to remember to see that the groom don't know nothing about it, though. Most of the time, because at a certain point, the groom has nothing to do with it.
Of course, there's sometimes just with the friends. I'm like, you got friends? The craziness that you got?
I know, right?
Telling the mother, I'm like, you better do it this way. I'm sorry, my mom is Haitian. If you want to talk that way with my mom, you better take your funeral and wish you don't die. Grown up or not, I said that once. I remember I was with a girl, and she was talking. You know, as a Haitian, I don't talk the same way as a Haitian to my parents with respect and things like that. That's how I've been brought up. This girl was basically dissing her parents and saying all shit. And I'm looking at her, and she's like, "You don't talk to your mom like this." I'm like, "If I would even dare to go there, but that's basically opening a funeral."
You got a point there. You have a
point. If I do that, you could basically say it's my funeral.
Yep. Okay, let's go and check on Joe for a moment. All right, y'all, we're going to check on Joe, see if he done came up from his nap. Hold on. No, he's still in La La Land.
Wow.
And Stanley, you know what? I'm glad you're here so you can be my witness. Hey y'all, that's the council member Joe. Joe done had a hard week. He done went to sleep on us.
Why do you think that we have so much reality shows and all this craziness? What's happening with this? We have another show that's coming out. Can you believe they're going to do a show on the women of the minister? Really?
Now that may actually be entertaining.
The women of the minister. And the way the trailer looks. And look, one of the women think being the woman of a minister is hard because you got to focus, you got to still follow the law of God. And I'm like, the women of the minister?
Yeah. Yeah.
The wife of the minister. Sorry.
Look, if they do it the right way, that can be very, very entertaining. Trust me. If they do it right, oh yeah, that could be better than the Housewives of Atlanta.
But don't you get it crazy? Every state they're doing. Now it's a Housewives of Miami, Housewives of Atlanta. Soon it's going to be Housewives of New York, Housewives.
They do have house. Oh, they got the Mob Wives or something like that.
Yeah, but that guy who did that show was smart. He started with a housewife of one city, one state. Mm-hmm. Saw it work. And said, you gotta pay me for all the other shows because I invented that show. And you gotta give me a percentage. So you can do 50 states of all the housewives. Suddenly we'll have housewife of Canada, housewife of France, housewife of Germany. I'm like,
say, we can just do the housewives all together, huh? Everybody, let's just do the housewives of America. But you know what? What's so funny? They haven't gotten any real housewives.
Then you got to take one of the craziest housewives of every state and put them together. And let's do a show like that. Housewives of America. Oh,
you know what? I agree with you.
That would be crazy. 52 women, 52 couples. Some of them, I'm looking at them like, really? Really?
I know. Let's do the housewives of gayness, of gays. Let's do the housewives of gays. I bet that would be an interesting show.
It's like that other reality show when they did that reality show, The Game is Getting Married, which he never did.
Who is The Game?
The Game, the rapper, The Game.
Oh, okay.
He's a big rapper in the industry that decided to do a show talking about he was going to get married to his girlfriend who had his sons with her, and the marriage never worked. When they did, I guess when you went the real, when they did the telereality, the end of the show finished, they didn't even get married. They broke up, and they weren't even supposed to put that Taylor reality, but he said, hey, I need money, man. I need my cover. I need money. That was, like, crazy. I was like, really?
He doing so bad the way he need money?
Oh, yeah. Hey, there was a show that showed that. There was a show on ESPN, Broke, that showed that 80% of athletes and broke. No more money. How could you be Mike Tyson? You were worth $300 million and you're worth zero now. You're worth $300 million. You had the world in your hand and you're worth zero now? It's like Allen Iverson, worth $20 million per year, has zero. Terrell Owens, that was the most laughable. Terrell Owens has a black car. You know this American black car. Can't even pay. You know how many mortgage he has? He has 5 mortgage he has to pay.
Well, what kind of sense does that make? You can only live in one at a time, right?
Yeah. But he's not paying for only his. He's paying for all the others. And I think he's paying also for the... He has 4 kids from 4 different baby mamas.
See? See? Who fault is that? That's his fault, dumbass.
I know, that's his fault. Dr. Phil, he was there, and Dr. Phil was in the middle, and the 4 women were saying, he owe us $15,000 every month. I don't care what it is. I was looking at this brother. I was like, yo, man, really? Really?
Well, you know what? I ain't talking about you know what? What Dr. Phil be telling them people, man, I can tell them that.
Of course.
You know, I mean, it's common sense. You go on show and let Dr. Phil yell at you, and I can tell you that without yelling at you. I mean, it's common sense. You know, I don't like my husband.
It's not common anymore, Eric. You should know that.
So I should know that.
Yeah. Oh, how many times you said or I've said comment that was common sense, and people are looking at you like, ma'am, I never thought about that. You're looking, really?
Yeah, I know, right?
Really? They acting like, well, I'm so surprised. Oh, my husband cheats. I'm so surprised he cheated again. Really?
Really? Say, what did you expect?
Exactly. I'm like,
Oh, don't feel bad to me and too. Well, you know, I didn't. What you expect? You ain't never got your ass home. What you expect her to do?
And
you know?
They look shocked when you're telling them this. And like, man, this is so great. I never thought about it. You're like, damn.
You're like, you dumbass.
I didn't even use my brain. It's common sense. I'm like, God, common sense not common to me. Forgot. Common sense not common anymore.
Oh Lord, that's like that old drunk uncle you have that just goes around, and once he get drunk, just start talking to people and telling them anything, and people would think he'd be crazy, but he'd be actually telling them the truth.
Of course.
Yeah.
Some people don't want to know the truth, even if you're telling them the truth. Yeah. And then when it happens, you know what? Something I always do with my friends when I give advice, I tell them this is my advice and everything. Now, if you don't use my advice, fine, but don't come crying back to me and say, what did you tell me? I told you. And later on, you do come crying, oh, man, you should have told me. Now, sometimes, because, you know, on an iPhone, I have the tape, so I could tape them. Oh, yeah, let me go to your name. Okay, here's the tape. Told you.
Hey, Stanley, you be recording people on the fly.
Right.
Oh, Lord.
They say that you never said that to them.
No, Stanley.
I never said that. I never did. Oh, yes, you did. Oh, no. Okay, fine. Take the tape. You just put play. And then they say stupidness. That's not even my voice. That doesn't even sound like me. Really?
Wow, Stanley. That is crazy.
That doesn't sound like you, really.
You know what? That's so crazy right there, man.
But when people are busted, they try everything. I would never do that. I don't do that. I'm like, what? And you know that type of guy who keeps faith, and the same type of guy who's cheating with his wife, and he keeps faith. Oh, and that's the guy who's talking the most. Like, oh, I'm such a faithful person. I would never do that. A guy who does that should be shot. And I'm looking at this guy like, really? Really?
I just hit that, really?
He's captain, all loyal, all faithful. Oh, yeah, my wife and me. I'm like, that was not what you were doing on Friday night. Or Thursday night.
What'd you say? They in the club just tearing it up, shaking it down.
Yo, Stanley, if my wife calls, man, can you tell her I'm with you guys, you know, playing cards and things? I'm like, what? Oh, yo, just tell her, man.
He out in the club with his shirt all tied up in a knot, just throwing his legs up like he just all special.
And you better get the story straight, because you know how women are. You don't get the same story as the husband, you're done. You gotta tell the guy, tell me all the detail. Because the woman calls you, no worries. Oh, yeah, he was here, but he said, you know, we played cards. And just, oh, yeah, really? And women are so smart, they have that memory that's there. And oh, yeah, and then they talk. Where were you? Oh, yes, I was. Where were you playing? Where?
No, here goes, Stanley. You know what? They hit you with that night, and you be like, okay. Then, you know, y'all get together, and then they hit you again with it. So, the other night when I called, where were y'all at? What are y'all doing? You know, look, you've been got that juice in you, and you don't remember nothing you said that night. The only thing you can say is, huh?
Yeah. That's so true. You're the guy who's supposed to be covering for your friend. He gets you there 1 week later. So tell me, what happened last Friday? And you forgot that you had to text your friend because you had the story. Well, I was out. You were out? I thought you were with my husband. They're like, oh, shit.
Like you just busted. Oh, Lord Hammers, you are so right. Okay, let's go back and check on Joe. Make sure Joe's still here. Hold on. Yeah, he's still here.
Oh, he's tired.
Oh, damn. Yeah, he's out of there.
It's like so many people. Eric, did you get those guys who are, or those guys who run all over the place in the market trying to find a gift for their wife? I got to find something, Stanley. I got to. What happened if you don't? Got to, man. It's the end of the
yeah. The ones that wait till the last minute. Look, they go in there, go into Walmart and get them little play-place flowers. Like, they surprising somebody. like she don't know where you done got them little play-play flowers from. With the little box of chocolate. That she see every time she go into Walmart.
You tell them long in advance, Christmas is coming, you better save up. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah, oh, yeah.
The ones that go and buy their wild stuff like a vacuum, you know, a vacuum.
I buy a vacuum. Oh, that's bad. Oh.
Baby,
I want to see the woman's face when you're doing that. You want to be killed.
Well, I guess it's...
Are you telling me, Eric, you saw a guy do that? Buy a vacuum for his wife or girlfriend?
Yeah, man.
Oh,
yeah.
Like, for Christmas? Oh, shit. Oh, shit.
Look, you got to think about it now. If she only used to sweeping the floor, then she's going to appreciate the hell out of that vacuum.
Yes. But you know she's going to maybe think, what do you think?
You know that's what's going to happen, right?
You're opening that door. You think I can't clean my house? What do you think? I'm like, oh, shit. You just ruined your whole Christmas. You're going to hear, let me tell you, girl, what he got. And you know women. Once they get that, they get all the women talking to you. He said what?
Or better yet, just buy them when, you know, buy them that exercise tape they've been asking for all year. I know, right, man?
I guess I get out of home. Oh, I gotta go. I forgot something in my friend's place. Just open
here. Look, send it UPS. You get home and the locks be changed on the door.
Are you crazy? You open that door. What do you got? You got your next surprise thing? What'd he say?
Oh, Lord have mercy.
And then what they do, they call their girlfriend, and of course the girlfriend never tells them the truth. That girl came to the way. Girl, you look so fine. Girl, please. He's lucky to have you, even though you gave him.
Oh,
no, please.
Oh,
and that's pom-pom dress. That pom-pom dress was a size 10, and now you're a size 14 or 16. You can't even go to the pom-pom dress.
You crazy as hell.
And she's trying to get into you, and she's looking at you with that face. I think the dress is a little bit too. I think I got something. The dress got a little bit too small on you, on me, a little bit too. Yeah. I got a problem, babe. I have a hard time getting into it. It's a little too small on me. I don't know what happened.
What happened, Stanley? What happened?
She's looking at you to say that. That's the whole trick. She's waiting for you to open that door. You don't open that door as a man. You're like, oh, okay.
What'd you say? You don't even open that door, huh?
Open that door. Okay.
Say, okay, baby. You look fine, baby.
You look fine. You never know. She's the one cooking the chicken and all this stuff. You don't want to have a chicken with special kind of things. You don't know. I know.
Oh, baby. Oh, that's funny.
It's like those people, you know, sometimes you go to a restaurant and it shows in YouTube that the waiter was served wrongly and the client was so rude to the waiter. The waiter goes back to the kitchen and goes to the place where they're supposed to be the soup of the kitchen and just basically barf or dust something and just, hey, here you go, sir.
I know, man. I watched one where he took the bread and rubbed it all down on his privates and down the crack of his butt and then put it back on the sandwich. Man, that was just nasty. That's one of those caught on camera type of things.
It was the soup and he just started putting water and things like that. They gave the soup to the client. There you go.
Yeah, I know one guy, he had been pissing in his boss's coffee for about 3-4 months.
Oh,
hey, this coffee tastes kind of tanky. What's really going on?
I'm looking at people, well, he better give me a good service. Yo, man, you don't know what service he's doing in the back. You don't want
to. I make special soup just for you.
You never know. When a waiter comes, oh yes sir, are you happy? Oh yeah, great service sir. Even if it gives me crappy service, I'm like, oh yeah, it was good. Oh yeah, thank you sir. Always polite, because I don't know, I don't trust him. It tastes different than last time.
Would you like a refill, sir? Because if you ever notice when they go and get the refill, you never see where they're filling your stuff up from anyway. Oh, man. That is just crazy. You're right, though. I hope y'all out there listening like to give them waiters and waitresses a hard time. Y'all better listen to me and Stanley. You never know what you're getting.
You never know what they're doing in the back. Trust me not. There's those people that don't want to pay the bill, so what they do is they take your hair from their own hair and they put it on the plate and they act like, oh, I can't believe you put the hair in the food so they can have the free food. That is so cheap.
See, they're so cheap, and after they ate about 3/4 of the meal.
Yeah. It's like, well, we gotta have to pay the bill. No, we don't. The woman just take one hair, put it inside.
You know what? You know what? That is so true. That is so true. Oh, Lord have mercy. I tell you. Okay, it's been 5 minutes. Let's go back and check on Joe again, y'all. Let's see if Joe's woken up. Let's see. No, I think he done hit REM sleep, y'all.
Yeah.
Yeah, Joe done hit REM sleep.
People don't. All the people that are waitress, the people that's doing cakes on you, don't do stupidness with them. The kids, the person doing your food, everything that has to do with food, do not fuck with that. You don't know what they're doing.
They do not mess with them, huh?
Yeah.
Ooh, Lord.
And some of them are so dirty in restaurants. You know, some of them, when you go back, you know, there was a show that I think it was, what's his name? One of the famous cook guy that goes to the restaurant and he's like, he's trying to get back the restaurant what it was. And sometimes he keeps the food.
Oh, yeah, that little nasty, what's his name? Gordon somebody.
Yeah. Oh, sir, it's the macaroni and cheese. They take the macaroni, they put it in a little a pan, they put it in microwave, they put it for 2 minutes, and they give it to the customer. It's like, what?
You know what, Stanley? You crazy as hell.
Chef, you go to the bank. How did you do macaroni cheese? Very easy, chef. I put the macaroni in a little bowl, put it in a microwave, do it for 2 minutes, and then I gave it to the customer. Like, what? And stuff. He was like, he was ordering the chicken. He was like, well, what's wrong with the chicken and everything? The chicken was done yesterday, and so to not lose the chicken that they did yesterday because they did too much, they put it back to microphone, and they give it to the customer for the day after. I was like, oh my God.
you know what, Sandy? You crazy. okay. Since you're on the road, tell me.
You must be kidding. This is like people coming inside the restaurant and say, well, you know, the steak wasn't that well done. It's all blue and everything. You go to the fridge, you know, the fridge that you're supposed to. The food was not good for at least a month or two, and it was still in the fridge.
Wow.
And building up and affecting the rest of all the food. And he's always like, go bring me to the place where you have your food. He's freaking out.
He freaking out?
Yeah,
he got that bad.
Because he's a chef. He knows the place. Like, this is not fresh. He's taking out the shit. He's like, what the hell is this? Well, we had to do some saving. Well, we had... What? And he's getting surprised that people are coming less and less there, you know? It's like, even the supervisor, you know, you, as a client, the client is number one when you're the owner of the restaurant. The owner of the restaurant treating the client like he's zero, and the client is surprised. I'm surprised the client didn't come back. Really?
I'm with you, Stanley. Really?
And he's not doing something extraordinary like Dr. Phil. He's just doing common sense. I'm sorry. He's like, you would hear that show, you're like, that's common sense. Even me and you would be like, yo, that's common sense, man. Come on. Come on.
No, I mean, like, you can't walk in this freezer and see that this food is bad, right?
And they'll put it there. They go, okay, we'll cover it up. And they put it, and you know how they do it? He was, like, opening the fridge. You see the food is, you know, they wanted to cover that. They put it in a plastic bag, and they put it in the all the way in the back of the fridge. We won't see it. It's okay.
You go ahead and make sure everything is about as squared away as you can get it, you know?
And some cook's challenging him. He's like one of the top cooks in the world. And challenging me. I bet I could do better than him. I tried to cook, and he's like coming with a professional and saying, you have to do it this way, it'll be better. Like, and then he has that thing of looking at the guy like, you don't know what you're talking about. And when they interview him, he's like, I bet I could do better than him.
Oh, Lord have mercy.
I'm like, really?
Is it Stanley? Really? Are you really trying to go there?
It's like I laugh at those shows because it's so stupid. It's the same thing like the nanny show that the nanny's coming inside the nanny who used to be the nanny of England that would come to different places that they have. We can't control the kids. We don't know what it is. The kid is basically controlling the house, and the parents are saying that we don't know what to do anymore.
Well,
and I'm looking at this. I'm like, damn, y'all. In my house, in the house that I have as a parent.
See, it's not happening like that, is it?
It's not happening like this. I think you heard that. You must have heard that. In my generation, my parents, my mama told me. She said, well, you know, I could call the... I remember once I told her that. You know, Mom, I could call the police. She gave me that look. She said, you know what? Let me tell you something. I brought you in this world. I could take you out just like that. So you never dared me tell me you could bring the police. And that was that. Because one of my friends said, you can tell her that. So I wanted to show my friend that I was like, you know, I could do that.
Mm-hmm.
I bring that to my Haitian mom. She's like, what? First they say what? Because they want to make sure that you're saying what you're saying. So you can correct yourself.
Because you done shocked them. Like, I can't believe he just said that.
It's not a what, like a what, like what. It's a what, like, you better think twice of what you're saying, boy.
They trying to give you a chance to correct that before they knock the hell out of you.
You know that's true, right?
Yeah, you know that's true. So you're showing your father that I could do it. You're like, let me, what? It's like, you can't do that in front of my friend. Friend? What friend?
Oh, Lord. Look, I remember when I was a kid, man, we used to get a beating, and my friends used to be outside the window listening. You come outside, they be looking at you giggling. You got a beating. Early, then you be mad at your friends for a couple of minutes.
Yeah.
Oh, Lord.
And sometimes you would get a beating, and your mother would say, which one, which belt? And she would make you try to choose.
Well, you were lucky, man. You got beat with
like,
belt.
Like, damn, y'all, if I choose that one, and you better. And that was one thing you got to understand. If it was bad when it was your mom, but if your mom said, you know what, I'm going to tell your father. Oh, that. Then you're like, no. Don't even go there. She just had to say that when you were like acting up in the supermarket, going craziness. She was just have to say that. Don't let me tell your father. That was it. I'm like, okay.
Oh, no. Look, I'm telling you.
It's a special word that you know, because if father came,
mm-hmm.
you're like, yo, I ain't going to mess with him.
You know what's so bad? Because I know mine used to make us suffer. Because, he knows, but he don't get you in the right DM. He just wait and wait. It'll be letting shit build up.
Oh, yeah. Oh.
You know, so you on pins and needles, and you being a kid, you ain't thinking about the money. You done forgot about every damn thing. Shoot. Till you hit that one spot, and the next thing you know, oh, my goodness. They beating you down.
One time, my parents went to the point that it wasn't the beat down, so I was supposed to come a certain time at night. At that place, I started partying and everything. And I thought I was all big and please. I could, and your friends are pretty. I can stay until 12 at 1. And my mom told me, 12, you got to be home. I come at home at 1:30, knocking at the door of my mom. My mom's opening the door. Who are you?
Say, who are you?
Well, I'm your son. Not in my house. Locking out everything in the back in the boogie. Well, I guess you got until 6-7 in the morning.
Tomorrow.
And it was pouring outside. I freaked. 1:30, I'm going inside. Like, not in my house.
You learned your lesson, though, didn't you?
I was like, never again. My friend, oh, it's 12, I gotta go.
Uh-huh. And the point was made.
I'm telling you, during those times, I'm not saying that I understand, but they were more psychology, but when they made the point, it was safe.
You know what? And if more parents did that today, I don't think we have that much problems with our kids have today.
I'm sorry, man. Like I said last time, and I don't know if you heard it. My mom, to make sure that I never took drugs, you know what she did? She did a smart thing. She said, I'm not going to remind my son every time, don't take drugs. So I'm going to bring him to the place where what happened when you used drugs. She did that when I was 5 years old.
Mm-hmm.
And that stayed in my mind for the rest of my life. And I went to many parties that was drugs and everything. And I said, hell no.
Hell no. Because you remember what it was all about.
Yeah. Because I saw parents. I saw the craziness that happened. I said, I'm never going to let something. And she told me, if you take drugs, this is going to happen to you. And she told me, I told you once. I don't have to tell you again. She never did.
That sounds like a plan right there.
She never did. That's one thing she never did. And that's what makes me laugh when people, I got depression. No, you didn't. You didn't have parents being parents to you. And standing up to you and say, you know what? You know, I'm not saying that you're not there to be your friend. I'm not here to be your friend. I'm here to be your parent. And I say no, it's no.
You
it's
know what,
not
Sam,
baby, it's no.
You know what? You are absolutely right. And if more parents, you know, realize that, man, we have a whole lot better world.
Of course. Don't get me wrong. You can encourage your son and you do it positively, but you got to show him also that, hey, I ain't here to be your friend. I'm doing this because it's for your own good and everything. You justify, you explain it to your son. Don't But you got to get this because the only thing, when I do get a son or a daughter, the only thing I want her to have is confidence on herself. And that's the only thing. If I'm able to do that, I've done my lesson. Because once she has confidence in herself, nobody else can put her down.
That is so. That is a very, very good point about that. I agree with you 200%. You know, especially your daughters, man, because you know you want to build as much confidence and show your daughter exactly how she should be treated, what she should be looking for. So when you know the smooth criminal comes around, she can kick him to the curb. Man, like man, I already know the game you're trying to come with. You know,
and we ain't going there. And the responsibility, because I will put that word in her mind. It'll be focused in her mind. And like, look, if you decide to be with that chump who's a damn loser, do not come crying to daddy saying, "Oh, daddy didn't do that. You made that choice."
My daddy. Listen to me. My daughter used to. My daughter. She already knew. She tell him, "My daddy crazy. You better treat me right."
My daddy crazy. If I gotta put an iPhone on you and tell everyday responsibility and stick it in your head until you know what it is, I will. Because once you have that, you have total control of your life. Because once you take ownership of everything that you do in your life, then nobody could tell you to think it. You say to the people, "You know what? I was wrong for something," and you could switch it up just like that.
Yeah.
And people
would
be
like,
"Man, I don't understand this girl. How come she could switch up like that?" Because she took 100% responsibility. She focused 10% on the problem and 80% on the solution.
Hey, there you go. And it makes it a whole lot easier.
Yeah.
It really does.
Yeah, she was smart enough. She said, "You know what? Like I said to many women, and that's one thing I'll say to my, if you're not good in relationship, go get the women who are good and go see them and ask them. Go get the woman who's been 20 years in the marriage and passionate and say, 'Girl, how do you do it?' And shut up and don't even try to do. Listen to what she has to say."
Don't go to your friends,
to your poor friends who's never had a boyfriend and everything, and gonna say, "Man ain't shit, man." Because that's still gonna be the same woman. It's gonna be 45. It's gonna be having cats in the whole house and never having a man.
You what you say? Got cats in the house?
I don't. I have a dog and everything, but I know some women who have cats because they will never get a man. Not until they change their attitude, they change many things that they do. Yo, it's not normal. How do you explain that 70% of black women are not getting married? How the hell you explain that? Back in the days, if I would have told you that, back in the days when we were not equal, you would have, at Martin Luther King time, you would have said, never happen. Really?
Well, you know what, Stanley? I ain't messing with no black women because I love my black women, so I ain't messing with them because they'll beat you up, man.
Of course.
I ain't messing with them. They beat you up one way or another. If it ain't physically, it's emotionally. You be all messed up. I'm telling you, I ain't messing with them. I love black women. I love y'all. Y'all my sweeties. Anyway. But you're right, though. You're right, Stanley. You know, in many instances, you are, you know, hit it on the head. You know, a lot of them feel that way.
Yeah, that's one thing I want to teach my daughter. I'm like, yeah, you got to respect yourself. You got to believe in yourself. You got to have total confidence. But you don't have to be arrogant. Don't think because you have your degree that you mean that you're a great woman. That means that you're great. You're self-sufficient. A great woman is many things. A great woman is a giver. A great woman is somebody who's loyal. A great woman is this. And a great woman also is somebody who looks at her man and say when he's not doing the action that he needs to do, you need to kick him to the curb.
I don't know about kicking it to a curb now.
If you're a woman and you're a giver, or a man and you're a giver, and you're giving, and the other person's not even giving you 10%, why the hell do you want to be with that person?
Okay. You kind of got a point on that one. But wait a minute, Stanley. We got to go back and check on Joe.
Yeah, check on Joe.
Yeah, let's see.
What did I just fall asleep?
Yeah, you fell asleep, man.
How are you, Joe? You okay?
You all right, man?
Okay. You know, I've been doing that a lot.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, you've been working hard, maybe.
You know, on every show where it was a good discussion, and you know, one of the leaders of the discussion, I just fall asleep.
Yeah, you've been asleep for a moment. We've been coming back checking on you.
Okay, good.
So you need to go on and hang it on up, because we only got like 9 minutes left anyway. So
yeah,
we good.
Wow.
Yeah. So, I mean, we've been checking you every 5-10 minutes.
Well,
we even try to wake you up with clapping and horns and all kind of stuff.
Yeah, you're a strong sleeper, Joe. You don't wake up for nothing.
I know, right?
I sure don't. When I'm going to sleep, I'm going to sleep. I enter the Netherlands.
So, Joe, do you wake up if somebody comes in your house, you know? Or you can't wake up if somebody comes in your house?
Well, I think if it's an ordinary noise that I know about and that it's not indicative of something which is dangerous, I can probably listen to it and not wake up. But if a slight sound seems slightly out of place, I'll bet you I'd wake up really quickly.
Okay, so you do wake up. That's good. No, we're going all over the place. We were talking about the reality show. We were talking about, like I said, don't the restaurants and waiters and...
Look, I'm telling you, Joe, you don't know, but Stanley is a comedian, man.
Oh, what are you doing?
Stanley is a comedian. You think I'm crazy. Stanley out there, man.
True.
Stanley is out there.
That's true. I said, as a customer... If you have somebody who's doing the waiting for you and everything, you better be good to that waiter, because you don't know what he's doing in the back. That guy could be doing some special thing, getting some, taking your, sir, you want some special soup? We have some special food, $9.99.
I got a show.
With some special ingredient, and you come back like, damn, girl, that's the best soup I heard in my life.
See what I'm saying? Stanley crazy as hell, man.
No, you never know. Like, people, you should never take a chance with people with food. People with food, you just say, thank you, sir. Yes, 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 sir. Yes, sir.
But anyway, what you going to say, Joe? We got to get Joe while he's still awake. What you going to say, Joe?
Oh, I was thinking that there's, I don't know if you guys have heard of Debbie Daly, but she's switching over her program and her format to be one of a relationship show. And I think it starts at something like around 10 o'clock Eastern Standard Time or 11 o'clock, I forget which. So if either of you guys are interested.
Good night.
I fell asleep last night on a show.
Did you?
Yeah.
They're going to start calling you Sleepy Joe.
You got to. Yeah.
You must have been working hard, man. You must have been working hard.
I don't know, but it's just falling asleep. Yeah.
And wow. Eric, your show is so amazing. Are you gonna next year? Are you gonna focus a little bit on the economy and things like that to have people stop focusing on jobs? Because
yeah, man. You know, when I first started, man, I used to be like I say, no subject, no topic is off limits. So I'm gonna continue with that format, man. You know, whatever comes to mind is what we're gonna deal with. You know?
Because it's true, you come up with some subject and I'm looking and it makes people think. And it takes back responsibility. I think we all agree on that. And people in 2013 need to take more responsibility for their lives. That's it. You got to
agree
with this, people.
I agree 100%. You know, that's like I say, you know, if y'all have any ideas as far as subjects and stuff, just go to the webpage, ericbesttalk@facebook.com. And just put it out there, man, because, you know, I schedule it. I ain't got no problem with it.
Oh, okay. Right. And me and Joe have many subjects. Joe talks about so many things that I agree with him. 95% of women are like she.
You know, I don't talk about things about child support, religion, politics. I mean, you know, if
child
I think
support,
about
my
it,
God.
It's there. Huh?
Just that subject must have opened some whooping. Child support? Oh, my God.
Yeah. Around the first of the year, I think around the first week of the first of the year, I'm going to go ahead and cover that again. Because, you know, we need to let them, especially with income tax coming up, we need to let some folk know what's going on. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Can you imagine if you paid 18 years of your time for a child that wasn't even yours, and then we tell you, oh, by the way, we did the test, sir. It's not even yours. You don't even get your 18 years that you paid that much.
No, you sure don't. You know what you have to, well, I know here in Texas, you know what they tell you? Well, you need to get with the mother and see if she give you the money back. Yeah, right.
What?
Like, that's really going to happen.
Yeah, it really happened.
I know, right? I mean, you probably can try and sue them in civil court, but I doubt if that's really going to work.
Yeah, when a church is going to look at her and the mother just has to say, well, let me tell you how it went. It was hard.
Here's what I say. If you didn't pay that long, don't even worry about it because, you know, it was meant to be. Yeah, well, you be pissed, but oh well. You know, a child was taken care of, right?
Yeah, but sometimes that money doesn't even go to the child.
Well, we know this. We know this, Stanley, but we're not going to get into that right now. Wait till around the first of the year. We'll talk about all that good stuff. You know what I mean? All right, y'all. Listen, I ain't going to talk to y'all no more until Wednesday next week, so. You know what, Joe? I'm going to start with you, Joe. Give me your last few words until next Wednesday.
If you marry a good tranny, keep a good tranny.
You know what? He crazy. Let me go put the mute on. Hey. All right. Go ahead, Stanley.
Please enjoy your Christmas and your time, your loved ones. You never know what happens with them. Tomorrow is not given to them. Please hold them and kiss them and tell them you love them. Because tomorrow you never know what happens. Happy Christmas to everybody.
You know what, Stanley? You're going to stop stealing my line. All right? I'm just telling you. I'm going to have to come to New York and see you about stealing my lines. All right. Oh, Lord. All right. Hey, man, I tell you, that's about the show for tonight. Hey, I want to thank Joe and Stanley. Hey, I want to say y'all have a Merry Christmas, especially Mr. Solution, who couldn't make it tonight. Hey, you know, and the rest of the council, y'all have a great Christmas. Everybody, my listeners, you know, enjoy your Christmas, man. Spend time with that family. Because, you know, I mean, family is important. Whether you get along or not, family is so important. You know, even though y'all may have disagreements, in the end, you're still family, and you still need one another, whether it's emotionally or you know, what have you. Well, since Stanley said, I'm going to say it again. Go ahead and, you know, make sure over the weekend, you know, you see that special one, you hug them, kiss them, tell them you love them. Because, you know, as Stanley said, and I say every evening as we close, you never know when they won't be around, you know. And when they're gone, hey, they're gone. There's nothing you can do about that. Okay? If you got someone you love to death, you know, make sure you're communicating with them, okay? Make sure they know what you're thinking and you know what they're thinking and how each of you feeling. Because, you know, once you know, one of you decide it's over, it's hard to get it back, okay? All right, I think I've about covered everything I need to cover. Next show will not be until Wednesday, 2 p.m. Central Standard Time. And I don't know, man. I may do I don't know. I'm going to do another show Thursday, so I don't know what we're doing. Just keep checking the page, man. I'll come up with some kind of title. Who knows? We may just have a best of for the last 2 days of the year. That sounds like fun. All right, y'all. Well, until next Wednesday, y'all go ahead and have a good one. I do appreciate you supporting me. It's been a great, fun Friday. Thank you for listening. I'm your host, Eric Jackson. And until Wednesday, y'all, have a Merry Christmas, and I'm out of here.